Dreamscape presents Lost Boy by Tim Green, narrated by the author. Chapter 1. Ryder smashed a ball over the fence and tried not to smile. He jogged the bases while his teammates whistled, catcalled, or clapped, depending on the kind of person they were and which side they'd bet on. His team's best pitcher, Ben Salisbury, had said he'd strike Ryder out with four pitches. Ryder knocked it out on the second. Only the kids who went to Dalton School with Salisbury bet on him, and they did it out of loyalty. Everyone knew Ryder had the best Little League batting average in Manhattan. Practice ended. The fields in Central Park were booked solid, so the team could never run over its assigned time. Salisbury spoke in a superior tone of voice. "Anyone can get lucky. No way can you do that again. Tomorrow let's go double or nothing, unless you're scared." Ryder squinted at him in the bright sunshine filtering through the metal backstop. "That's if you can make it till Friday without my $20 and still have enough money to pay for your lunch." Salisbury waggled his eyebrows at his buddies, and they all laughed. Ryder shrugged without a word, pulled his coat on over his baseball uniform, and walked away. Some of his teammates were more upset about it than he was, and they cried foul. There was some pushing and shoving, but Ryder's eyes were already on his mom, and he marched toward her, not wanting her to have to be on her feet any longer than she needed. His mom cleaned the Pierre.